What's going on, everybody? It's Derek Small, aka D Smalls, aka Anthony Mackie Jr., aka damn, Derek, where'd you find that podcast? So the boys' schedules have gotten a little busy, you know, recently, of course, with the holidays coming up. Josh out there being a thought, you know, per usual. Jesse doing scholarly things, maybe? Question mark? I don't really know. But due to that, we are actually going to give you all a secret special episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast this week. So sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy, and we'll see you all next week. Peace.
Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. As always, my name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl in Front of Your Face. Yeah, whatever. We ain't really stealing girls no more. Joining me, as always, are my good buddies in real life. First, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
A.k.a. Dolomite, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And my other good buddy in real life, Derek Small.
What's going on?
A.K.A. D Smalls. A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr. A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to Dre for the intro music. Shout out to Peyton for the role he plays. We keep that secret. And shout out to D Will for everything else behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. This is a secret episode of the podcast. So if you are hearing this, something has happened. That means like, I don't know, like you couldn't record or something this week, or we were just like, fuck it, we didn't feel like it, whatever. But this is a secret episode. We have no idea what we're going to be talking about. Boys, how are we doing?
As tired, boss. As tired. Just making it through, though. Just keeping it pushing, you know. We're almost at the end of the year, so hey, you know.
We are. We have 2 months left this year.
Yeah. When you think about like how the year has gone, it's literally felt like 2020 kind of part two. I ain't gonna lie.
Literally, like all of this has like blended in together. Like you could have told me anything happened either this summer or last summer, and I've been like, yeah, okay, sure. Like,
yeah, the last 2 years, well, the end of 2019 and definitely 2020 to 2021, they've all have blended in. Historians may refer to it as like the long 2019, because like essentially everything that we've been doing has been around COVID-19. Yeah. But yeah.
Time's not real. It's not a real
time. Time is not real.
Even as we're opening up, like I just got confirmation from per our academic coordinator that we're gonna still have in-person classes the next semester. And, you know, it's cool, but everyone's sense of time is still off. It's off. We talked about this before in the last, in one of like our previous episodes, but just the way how people view jobs now, the way how they view their time now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, COVID's changed that. It's so different.
All that talk y'all doing about like a possible 4-day work week. Let's make some action.
Hey, yeah. Let's shake the table some, okay? Like
the table a little bit. Yeah.
That is interesting that you say that, because like I was literally just thinking like what would have changed if COVID never happened? Like we never went through COVID. Like what would everything look like? Like it's so different today.
So I sometimes think about this, right? I feel like there would still be some reason that like people are divided, like always, right? America, right? But this whole like pandemic has just like amplified how divided people are. But I don't know. I feel like there would have been something happening, or life may have just gone on like normal. But I feel like something was going to happen anyway. Like I feel like a pandemic is just, I guess, what the stars above or whoever just, you know, had a pandemic hit us, unfortunately. But I don't know. I feel like there's always some big event every year, or some like constant like topic, whether it be like something related to the government or, you know, whatever, that's always like causing some type of rift like in society and things like that. So I feel like something weird or something divisive like would have happened anyway. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. I agree with that too. I think generally speaking, people would just have the same regular work schedules. Zoom would not be as popping as it is now. It will probably gradually get to that point, but Zoom is the spot now. I know Skype right now is just...
Skype and Google Hangouts both fumbled the bag.
I know. Well, yeah, Skype and Google Hangout did. I know Google Hangout is okay a little bit, only because some of the schools, I know Chicago Public Schools used it, so it's fine. But I know Skype is punching the air right now because it's just like, fuck, we could have did it.
But, right, yeah.
Do people use Skype anymore?
I have no idea.
Exactly, B.
It's either all you hear about is like Google Meets, Google Hangouts, or like Zoom.
I heard about Duolingo before them. You know?
This nigga said Duolingo.
You know, that's saying something, bro. So I think people would. And then like what, as the time we're recording this podcast, you know, a lot of big like elections have happened today. Eric Adams is now the first, I believe. No, he's the second black mayor of New York City. So that's huge as hell. But we probably would have been talking about that if there wasn't a COVID-19, or maybe we would be dragging out, because let's not forget, it wasn't just COVID that happened. You know, we had Breonna Taylor that happened.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, like, I think like that stuff would have still happened. And we've talked about this before. I don't think it would have had nearly the same impact because like everybody was just sitting at home and you had to like,
and you had to look it. At it.
Yeah, right. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
Like, right. So I think like, but what I'm saying is that we would have probably been talking about that a little bit. That would have been more in the mainstream, a little bit more, or like gradually in there, maybe. But yeah, I think we'd just be doing the same normal stuff. Yeah. This is like, for me, the last 2 years doing this shit has been like the best for me. I have really enjoyed this.
I have too, because like, when I was at my old job, I didn't necessarily always have work to do, to be honest with you. So like, I see why they didn't like pick up my contract for a second year. Cause like, I wouldn't have paid someone the money that I was getting paid to just like sit at home and be like, nope, I'm all good. Nope, no new updates, guys. Like, but like, I didn't have shit. I would literally be on calls muted. My TV is muted and I'm sitting there playing 2K and shit. And I'm like, Josh, you have anything to say? It's like, well, I did my weekly report. I did this. And yep, that's about it. Like 30 seconds worth of talking over an hour long meeting. And I would go back to playing 2K and shit. Like, whatever. But yeah, like, I think we also, like, I don't know. Like, I remember watching back during the pandemic, like watching, you know, obviously we all watched a lot of wrestling together. We could talk about that in a second. But like, just seeing like crowd stuff and like just how closely we were to other people. And then it's just kind of like, ooh, that's kind of like uncomfortable. Like,
you know, honestly, I echo this so much because I didn't really like these before. I don't know if I would ever do like general admission at a music festival ever again, unless it's just like the rawest lineup ever. Just because like I would not want to be on like the grass. So like, you know, feeling like I'm like so close to like everyone else, like. If I had the bread, I would do like a VIP or something. For like
well, you do have the bread now.
Hey, look. Maybe.
It's kind of ironic you saying that
it's
now.
It's still in the air. But, but yeah, I don't know. Like you said, like concerts or like just being in certain places that are confined. And it just makes, it feels way, way more weird, you know, now.
No, it's not even confined. Like my dad and I, we went to a Sox game. And, you know, we're like, we're in the first row of the of like the bleachers and all that kind of stuff. And it's like September, they're playing a bad team. I'm not thinking like it's gonna be packed. And our entire row is packed with people. Like every single person is in that row. And we were just so, and this is out, we're sitting, it's 70 degrees or whatever. We're sitting outside, both of us have our masks on. We're kind of like, I'm so uncomfortable this close to other people. Like 2 years ago, we wouldn't have been thinking that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, it definitely has done something in terms of our like ability to be around large groups of people. And like, I just hope that like, not that we can get over this, but we can get to a level where all of us feel comfortable and all that kind of stuff, especially with like, we're going to the Royal Rumble potentially in January. Well, we have the tickets for that. And like,
right.
That's like a 60,000 person thing.
Let's manifest it. We are going. We are going.
No, we are. I'm saying
we are. Like, we definitely
the only thing that would stop us would be another big outbreak or anything. We have bought the tickets. We're getting a hotel room and all that kind of stuff. We're, as of now, we are planning on going. All of us are vaccinated, all that kind of stuff. That being said, I also know that like we've been in situations where we're like, hey, bro, it's too many. It's too close right now. You know what I'm saying?
That,
like,
and that's, and I was going to say, it's ironic that Derek's saying that about general admissions for music. If you were supposed to go to the days in Vegas.
Also, but that lineup was ridiculous. That lineup is ridiculous.
Yeah, 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 that goes back to my point.
That Friday lineup.
It has to be a crazy lineup. For
that
me
Friday lineup is like outrageously good. But the only reason why we like did not pull the trigger on it was because at that time we were seeing high regional cases of COVID, high COVID-19 incidence rates in specific regions in the country. And that's when we just said, no, we're not.
Also, let's keep it funky. Let's keep it funky. You know, it's going to be a whole bunch of white people coming in from wherever around the country and all that kind of stuff, just being reckless and all that sort of thing.
Of course.
Like, I don't know if that's worth it. Like, again, like we are going to a Royal Rumble. We could say the same thing about that sort of thing in January of insane. But like, I don't know how many people are going to be flocking in. It is one of the big four pay-per-views, but it's still just like, I don't consider that. I don't know if that same crowd, that same reckless ass crowd is going to be at Royal Rumble versus the one I know is going to be at Day in Vegas.
Day in Vegas or a general music concert, because not even Day in Vegas, like we could have did that a lot of Palooza. Like music concerts or festivals, especially outside, especially when it's nice outside. No, like you lose your mind. Unless it's like maybe a concert, maybe an indoor concert, there may be a little bit of order there. But generally speaking, like if it's outside and then the lineup's crazy, nah, like ain't nobody finna be in order. And then it's something that you had reached, had really talked about. When you say you and your dad went to a bad game, like, you know, bad game for the White Sox. It's just that people, this is another thing too. People have been so anxiously cooped up in the house and so restricted to where they can go. It's that now they're like, I'm going to go anywhere now. And that gives capitalism such an advantage, because then it's like, oh, I can just billboard all these areas and these spots for you, and you just fill them up. The things that typically like you just wouldn't, you know, go to, now people are going to, and it's just like, here we go again.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. Like, and you even saying that just now made me wonder. I know people always enjoyed Halloween, but it did seem very amplified this year. So I wonder if
that's forget every year how much people really like.
But I wonder if like what we saw this year via like pictures, stuff like that. I wonder if that's a byproduct of what Jesse just said.
It has to be because
people was also wilding last year too. I mean, and maybe that is also a byproduct of what Jesse's saying. But people were also wilding last. Remember, like we were sitting at the crib, like, damn, y'all really going out to these type of parties for real? Like, y'all put that on the socials? Like,
right. Damn. And then, you know, but most of the time, at that time, too, when the pandemic was hitting, people were like, a lot of, you know, it was greater misinformation, greater conspiracy theories, greater ideas. Well, you know, if I get it, I get it. Just whatever. You know, you can't just stop me from being out. You know, like I need some space to be. That was that element. This time, in this particular element, I'm seeing D Will blurt is out. I'm seeing bitches shake ass like in Powerpuff. Like,
nah, keep that shit on. Keep that shit in.
Okay. Oh, okay. They're cool. I'm seeing hoes shake ass in like Powerpuff suits. I'm just like, damn, Bubbles.
Hey yo. The Velma costume
dog
went through the roof this year.
I need more of that.
it was literally one of the trending topics online. It was like just the word Velma
dog.
I said I got
and some it. No, and some of you ungrateful niggas was sitting up here complaining about, oh, y'all decided to be, shut up. You scaring the hoes, nigga. You scaring never a hoe. What's Jesse? What's rule number one?
Never scare a hoe.
Derek, what's rule number two?
Never scare the hoe.
And rule number three is never scare the hoes. Y'all niggas are online scaring the hoes.
What y'all doing, bro? What y'all doing? It especially was crazy here because as the time that we recorded this, Michigan State has officially gone undefeated and finally kicked their big brother's ass. They're still big brother. I don't care what nobody said. They're still big brother. And it was a nail biter too, because it looked like it really looked like in the third quarter, it was like, well, we know where this is going. Then they said, no, fuck that. It was like, wait a minute. Oh shit, we won. I was like, damn, we won. Damn, I'm in the house tonight. Cause you know why?
Mugs was setting couches on fire.
And most importantly, never want to go out when there are amplified, drunk, party-driven white people out. And don't want to do it. It's a race case. Don't want to do it. It turns real 1903. It's really quick, dog. It turns really 1903. It's really quick. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, Derek, I don't know if you was going to say something.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I really must not be following college football because, like, I look up and I see, like, their ranking next to their name. I'm like, they in the top 10?
Yeah.
I'm like, I promise you, I did not know that. Like,
yeah, first time over, like, probably 7 years.
And they coach is black.
Yeah.
That's a black man leading that team.
Bro, he got them in practice, bro. He be having working their asses. I'd be like,
they're not gonna make the playoff, but it don't matter. Like,
it don't matter. It don't matter in the college football.
Good for them. You know,
but for them niggas, it's like
at the time that we're recording this, what are they, four? I think they're four actually right now. In the top four. I think they're top. Aren't they top four? Yeah.
I think they are.
They? But so, I'm saying, like, I don't think they would, like, I don't know if the playoff committee is going to, like, the playoff committee is like, yeah, cool. You're undefeated. Great.
We'll see. No. Right. But we'll see because,
They would probably rather have Notre Dame in because Notre Dame is Notre Dame.
Right. Notre Dame is Notre Dame. Yeah. But you also know, too, with the committee, it's also like, not your record. Not your status, but also like how you win. Sometimes some upsets and victories do kind of make a difference. I know that.
Yeah, and that's fair. I'm just saying that, like, I don't want to spend too much time talking. Yeah. They're three, so you're right. They are in as of this moment. Ohio State is five. Let's see how the Big Ten championship shakes out, right? Because if it's their way, they're going to put Ohio State in before Michigan State because Ohio State's going to break you.
Definitely, without a doubt. But no, this past Halloween, bro, like that was our championship. That was our championship game, bro. It was bananas.
But yeah, one thing I wanted to ask y'all, because I said that we have been watching a lot of wrestling over the pandemic, all that kind of stuff. We watched a lot of wrestling. What was
I watched a lot of Sasha Banks. That's a difference.
Okay, you are egregiously horny right now. Relax. I understand, my man, but relax.
And Roman. I watched a lot of Roman.
Again, you're still egregiously horny. What was y'all favorite match that we have watched?
Shoot, my WrestleMania. You know I got to go with Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks and Bianca?
Yeah, you know I got to, dog.
I feel was... You know what? I ain't mad at it, Pim.
Hey, it was the EST.
That was a great match too.
It was such a great match.
Jesse, please, bro.
PSA, PSA. I need that the EST. I need that in my life, bro. God only made one of them. I just want a woman to throw me across the room.
You want to throw you across the room. Remember that scene where I think it was either Sasha did it. She grabbed Bianca's like hair and whipped her with it.
No. It was the other way around.
Yeah, Bianca.
So Sasha grabbed onto Bianca's hair.
Yeah. And
that had been a theme the entire night. And Bianca finally, like, she was like, give me my hair. And then Sasha ran to it and
just whipped
it. Like, I remember watching it live with you, Jesse, and then me and Derek ended up watching it. Everybody in, like, the first, like, 5 or 6 rows immediately was like, oh, my God. Like,
right. Meanwhile, I was like, to Derek's point, this happened to me.
Wish I was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, that's that all was I want.
There's no kink shame. Bianca, it's just Sean's podcast. Bianca,
if you happen to come across this, however your random friend shows you, however you hear this, just tear me to shreds, please. Just,
I'm a bratty switch. I'm a bratty switch.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
See, hey, bro, she's fine, bro.
She is, but you know what? I respect her husband, Montez, for 1/2 the Street Profits. Sasha,
right?
I will beat the shit out of your husband. We will all jump him. All right. I don't respect that man whatsoever. I don't care if you got hands. Anyways,
right? I've never seen somebody uppercut a bullet, but no,
that's hella funny. But it's true, very true, but also very funny. For me, thinking about it now, it kind of is between 2 specific matches. That list was very long, so I'm probably even missing some that I can think of, like on the right here in the moment. But 2 that come to mind, we saw a really good ladder match where I think it was also like Money in the Bank.
It was a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah,
it was Money
in the Bank 2019. We talked about this when I was over your house last time.
Yeah. So
that one, and then because that was when Brock.
That's when Brock like came out very last minute. Out.
Oh, the one with yeah. That was a decent one.
And then I think another one, just because it was kind of my introduction. It's like a kind of throwback, but like the very first match that like I watched to kind of I guess get back into like having an interest in wrestling was that Fatal 4-Way match with just 4 just huge like wrestlers. Like they're just all just huge people. Yeah,
it was Strowman, Samoa Joe, Brock, and Roman. And Roman is the smallest person in that match at like 265. Like
it was just literally just a huge collision. Just 4
big meaty men bumping meats.
That's a lot. also though, another mention. I don't know if it was my favorite, but I have like. Probably the funniest reaction Josh has ever seen, like when it comes to like me having watched like wrestling matches, was that one with who was it? Brock and Randy Orton. Yeah.
Oh.
When Brock,
SummerSlam 2016. Yeah.
He was just killing Randy, bro. And like at one point, Randy started bleeding. I looked at the TV. I was like, bro, stop. I was like, what? Like he can hear me. I was like, bro, stop hitting him. He's done. You good.
Hey, isn't that the match that Chris Jericho?
Yeah, he said he was almost going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know that was like, so Brock was supposed to win and he was supposed to win like that, but he just cut too deep into Randy's head.
Yeah.
And so like, they just kept going. Like he kept it up. Like, he was supposed to cut him open, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. And so everybody backstage was like, did Brock just take things into his own hands? Because, like, he can't. He's Brock Lesnar. Like, anybody going to, like, step to him? And that's when, you know, Republican Chris Jericho was like, not today, sir. Like, that sort of thing. Yeah.
That image.
Derek almost cried. I swear to God. Like
that image of him just, like, beating the life out of Randy Orton. It was just like, I was like, bro, what's to you? Like, why are you beating the
hook? He said, bro, what is wrong right now?
I was very concerned for Randy. I was very concerned.
Oh, man. We watched a lot of wrestling. I think an underrated favorite that I remember all of us watching together was Buddy Murphy versus Aleister Black. But I was like, oh, this is like Jesse versus Jesse, and that like, Aleister Black just like kicks people. He has like all these different fighting styles, and like Buddy Murphy is what Jesse is going to look like once he finishes his cut. Like he's just going to be like, whew, like that sort of thing. It was a really underrated great match. I think it was at Extreme Rules. It was good. You reacted very well to it. I remember this.
It was compared to the other matches we had, it was decent.
Yeah. I think my favorite that we ever watched together. Oh man, there's so many. I think it's the AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar match at Survivor
Series. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
But we watched a lot of like really good wrestling together. So
that was a really good one.
Yeah. I'm very excited to go to Royal Rumble with you guys.
Man, see Sasha Banks live. Man.
He ain't gonna know what to do with himself.
All I'm saying is I'm not sitting next to Jesse. I'm not sitting next to Jesse, okay?
You're gonna mess around and hop the barrier trying to get to the ring. But I love you.
I love you, Sasha.
I love you so much. No, that's gonna be good. That's
the person.
No,
he's gonna turn to Derek. Like, bro, I'm full throttle right now. It's like, okay, all right, relax. Stop, relax.
Get back away from me. First off.
Hey man, why are the floor so sticky? Like, we just got here. We just came. Now we did.
That's hilarious.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting in public and that. Like,
oh my God. Oh man, y'all got anything else that y'all want to bring up?
I was gonna say, hey. Either take that Royal Rumble, or we go to a Bulls game. I'm looking for my rim protector.
I get it.
Book closing.
I don't think you got anything else to say.
No, man. What's to this nigga?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Okay, cool. So we all for nasty shit, but I say I'm going to beat off to a Sasha Banks match. That's where we just going to jump ship?
All right. Yes. Yes, Jesse. Yes. All right. Absolutely.
That's a charge. That's public indecency.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault, man. I tell you that. Fuck.
Oh, man.
That's so pretty.
All right, Jesus Christ. For Jesse Pink, Very Small, thank you guys so much for listening. Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Shout out to Peyton. Shout out to, we appreciate y'all for listening. Oh, I forgot to say this in the beginning. As always, how many stars do we need them to give us, Jesse?
Five stars.
It was 5 stars, you coward. All right, we'll see y'all next time. Thanks for listening to the Super Secret episode. Bye.
Peace, y'all. Like, for real, like, y'all want to be off to a Sasha Banks match?